We're talking about the cognitive development dip of pandemic babies and toddlers on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. Child development researchers around the world, they've tested cognitive performance and are starting to publish findings, raising red flags about motor and language skill delays. They're wondering whether the ongoing pandemic is shaping young brains and behavior. Join in on babies and children falling behind on milestones, how it affects your family, what you've experienced, 800-642-1234. Barb Tangestall is executive director of First Five Fox Valley. It's a nonprofit providing resources and support for early childhood development in several counties, Outagamie, Calumet, and Winnebago. Barb, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. So your organization performs these developmental screenings to track progress, give referrals, and you've noticed some trends emerge in the pandemic. What do you see?
It's been really interesting. We've done over 3,500 developmental screenings through the Help Me Grow project, and we began to see changes, not only anecdotal from like home visitors and early intervention therapists. They began to say, we're seeing that children are not communicating as much, or they're behind and delayed a little bit in their motor development. So when we went back and looked at the data, we were seeing significant changes pre-pandemic, during the pandemic, and now just looking at the data post-pandemic, how we've seen that affect young children.
So what do those significant changes look like? What in particular is standing out to you?
We mostly see in the prenatal to 3 years age, and specifically from 12 months to 30 months, delays in communication, social emotional development, gross motor experiences, and then just overall cognitive problem solving domains too. We see delays in those areas, and primarily in that prenatal to 3 years.
And when you say a significant change, this is something that you can see through the data that is quite different than pre-pandemic. Is that right?
Absolutely. We're seeing almost below 50% of children, 1 in 4 children, are showing concerns or monitoring, needs additional monitoring. And then in those age ranges, from 12 to 30 months, we're seeing almost 50% of those babies not developing above normal.
Wow. The delays, are these tracking what other researchers are finding around the world?
Surprising. At first, we thought we're just seeing this, and then the data has been coming out about other studies around the world in the U.S. We're just now seeing the effects of how this pandemic and the lack of social interaction and normal communication skills between families, and we're actually now beginning to see what we saw anecdotally locally is now also being seen nationally.
When you say social interaction and communication, is that because babies just aren't getting out, or what is really going on there?
So think about this. We were in this social experiment for the past year and a half. Faces were covered. Babies weren't able to watch how words are formed or to see the emotions that happen behind a mask. They were in pods. In some areas, grandparents weren't able to see babies that were born during that pandemic until a year later. So that normal socialization with people and relationships that are loving and supportive weren't able to be accessed in many capacities and in many ways.
We're talking about developmental delays in children under 5 with Barb Tangestall. She's the executive director of First Five Fox Valley. This is a nonprofit that's focusing on the development of children under 5 years old. You can join in about milestones, your questions, 800-642-1234. Now, the CDC sets developmental milestones for children between 2 months old to 5 years old. What are some common milestones that you see that are really being affected here by what probably quite could be the pandemic and having such a different type of lifestyle in pandemic times?
You know, Kate, I think I'd like to set set in motion the idea that there are different types of, there's developmental monitoring. That's what the milestones are like. They're not like evidence-based, but they are a collection of experiences that we expect young children to do at a certain age. That's called developmental monitoring. But then there's developmental screening, which is what we were doing through an evidence-based tool like the ages and stages questionnaires. And that's how we're able to determine children aren't necessarily meeting those expected age-related experiences. So, and then after screening, then there's you get diagnosed with a delay. But what we're seeing in the screening, like let's say a 15-month-old should be able to like copy other children playing, or in terms of cognitive milestones, be able to try to play with things like a phone or hold a cup or stack objects. Or take a few steps or feed themselves with finger foods, or even say words like mama and da for dog. Those are like milestones that we hope children achieve, say, at 15 months. And if they're not achieving those, that's when we do a screening, an ASQ or developmental screening. And that's what we were using to see that children aren't meeting those developmental milestones.
And we're going to talk further here about the ASQ screening and how it works in a moment. But I want to go a little bit older here and talk about 4K for a moment in preschool, because Wisconsin ranks 7th in the country for access to free preschool programs for 4-year-olds. 56% of our state's 4-year-olds enrolled. That's from the new State of Preschool report by the National Institute for Early Education Research. What effect does 4K have on development?
4K really supports the development of young children being able to have early access to opportunities for play and social interaction, beginning to learn how to identify words and how you put words together. So 4K is really a critical way in which of getting children ready for school readiness in third grade and reading and all of those types of things. 4K is a very positive experience if it's done right and done through play-based learning.
If you don't have access to preschool, what do you recommend that a family should do?
Parents can get together with other families, such as in homeschooling, where you create interactions where children can play and have play groups, have access to books, and reading is so critical. We have a great program in Wisconsin called Reach Out and Read, where pediatricians are giving books to families at home. So reading to your child, singing to your child, being able to take them outside and play on one of our beautiful parks and play structures that we have, just getting a chance to be physically active and get away from that screen time. 4K allows families to be able to have access to other people besides just families to have those kinds of experiences and monitored for things like fine motor skill, playing with scissors and playing with Play-Doh. All those things happen in 4K.
Barb, how would you advise the parent to negotiate risks in COVID? Their child isn't able to be vaccinated. They don't feel comfortable exposing the child to groups of other people earlier in the pandemic. But, that also comes with the trade-off, the baby's exposure to social emotional development. What are your thoughts there?
You know, I have so many friends who have little ones, and it was scary. We ended up having church school on Zoom, and just to have that interaction and Lego play dates over a screen seems crazy, but families really knew that they wanted to have children have those interactions. But there's nothing like real people getting a chance to get to know a neighbor or spend time in relationships. Those early experiences in relationships are so critical. They affect everything, biological systems, our learning, our health. It really affects brain architecture. So parents, get out there and play with your children, talk to your children, read to your children. It doesn't always have to be, include them in regular routines. It doesn't have to be screen time.
Talking with early childhood development leader Barb Tangestall, fielding questions about pandemic babies, about charting developmental milestones, researchers have documented delays. You can join in on the impact on speech, on language development, social skills, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up in a moment here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about babies born during the pandemic displaying developmental delays, what early childhood researchers are noticing in their data tracking. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. According to research published in the journal Nature, on average, the infants through toddlers assessed in 2020 and 2021, they scored lower on tests of early learning, including language, puzzle solving, and motor skills like standing and walking. You can join in on questions and observations of developmental milestones, 800-642-1234. Barb Tangestall leads a nonprofit supporting early childhood development in three Wisconsin counties with us for about nine more minutes. Barb, what impact do you think the stress of the pandemic on families perhaps might be connecting a little bit to these developmental delays of a parent being very distracted by all the stress of their jobs, of the financial pressures of the pandemic?
That's a great question, Kate. What we have learned out of the Center for the Developing Child and out of Harvard is that toxic stress can really overload everything and affect the architecture of the brain, your biological systems. And toxic stress can be just what parents and people around you even feel, or it ends up having you activate in children when they aren't sure what is going to be, if they're going to be yelled at, or if they're not going to get a regular meal, or they're not getting their nap times. All of those things can be toxic stress, money worries with families, moving and homelessness. All of those pieces create toxic stress that affect the stress responses in a baby.
Looking closer at developmental screenings, the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health said the state has failed to improve its early developmental screening rate, staying within the margin of error of previous years. What do you think should be done at a statewide level to increase screening rates in young children?
Well, we're expanding Help Me Grow. Help Me Grow is a community-based program that offers free screening. We'll be opening up Help Me Grow in Kenosha and up in Brown County and Kewaunee and in some rural parts around the Outagamie-Calumet area. But also, universal screening is done in early intervention programs, in home visiting. It's free. Parents can do that. It's happening within their ask for it to happen within your well child visit, if it's not already happening. And get connected and monitor that development. Our state is looking at trying to expand it more. The Department of Health, I'll be speaking with the Prevention Board tomorrow. What can we do to really get screening and monitoring readily available in all areas of our state? It can happen. It's not that expensive either.
Barb, can you take us through what a screening is like? What happens in a developmental screening?
Yeah, so I'll walk you through the ASQ, the ASQ-3. Let's take 9 months. So a parent can, it's very family focused. So a parent or a teacher will look and observe what children are doing. So there will be questions like in communication for a 9-month-old, does your baby make a sound like da, ga, ka? It might be looking at a gross motor skill. We'll ask you a question. If you hold both hands just to balance your baby, does she support on her own weight while standing? Yes, sometimes, not yet. And you go through and answer questions like this for problem solving, for fine motor, gross motor. An example for problem solving when holding a toy in your child's hand, does your baby bang it against another toy on the table? All of those things are ways in which we check to see if children are doing age-appropriate experiences. And then once those screenings take place and parents answer those questions, just yes, sometimes or not yet, then you get a score. And that score then tells you where you need support, where that child needs support in different developmental domains.
What might a screening look like for a little bit of an older child, a 3-4-year-old, for instance?
Yeah, so a 4-year-old would say their screening will be looking at how many words they might use. Do they role play? Do they take on different activities? How are they, what's their fine motor skill? Are they able to pick up small pieces or string beads together? Are they able to throw and catch a ball? Those are the types of things that we would be looking for an older child. Or like a 5-year-old, are they able to follow rules, take turns while playing, tell a story, or even share a conversation back and forth with more than 3 and 4 exchanges? Those are types of things that we look at through an ASQ screening.
Barb Tangestall is with us, head of First 5 Fox Valley. This is a child development organization working across 3 counties in the Fox Valley region. You can join in, questions, your thoughts on early childhood development, 800-642-1234, and what your family has experienced in the pandemic. Let's go to Steve now in Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve. What would you like to bring up?
Yeah, you know, I heard the guest talking about 4K. You know, just a very brief history in Wisconsin. The 4K program was really developed so that schools can get more money as part of the revenue sharing program, that schools get money based on what the populations are. So by artificially creating a 4K program, that created more revenue for that particular district. All districts got online with that, so every school pretty much has a 4K. Or what we did was elevate the cost of education. The science tells us whether kids are in 4K or not in 4K, by the time they get to third grade, they're at the same stage. So what we did was waste dollars that have no actual educational outcomes that are superior as a result of those dollars being spent.
Steve, thank you. So not supportive of 4K. Barb, go ahead.
I would beg to differ with the research that he just tried to talk about. But 4K is very much, if you give children the opportunities to have play-based learning, to have guided work with knowledge and educated teachers, you'll find that there is an increase. In fact, it sometimes can level the playing field by providing more equitable access to school and preschool experiences, especially in rural areas where they might not have access to the play groups like you might have in larger cities.
Let's look for advice for parents, solutions. What should a parent do if their child is not meeting age-appropriate developmental milestones?
Thank you. That's a great question. They should talk to their pediatrician or take a screening online through Help Me Grow. And then they can get a score, and then we'll send them some information about what the next steps are. But it always starts with doing a screening, observing your child, and just keeping track of how they are doing. The CDC recommends screenings at 9, 15 months, and 24 months, and an autism screening at 15 and 24 months. So those are kind of key pieces to catch delays early so that there can be some interventions that help children not fall behind.
How important is it to catch a delay early in your viewpoint?
You know, sometimes it can be just a simple tweak of what a family can do at home. An example is we had a family resource navigator that worked with a family that a child at 22 months was not really doing a lot of, wasn't meeting the milestones for language. She talked with that family and said, you know, use words with children. Instead of just giving them their breakfast or their snack, say, I'm going to give you a peach. How about that? And then have them say it back to you. And just with a few tweaks, that family in 3 months took another screening because they were more intentional with their language that they used with their child. That child moved from concern up to regular developmental milestones. And all children don't grow at the same time. We have to realize that sometimes they are behind at one period, but just a little bit of tweaking and support can bring them up easily.
Barb, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for thinking about how important it is to look at child development and supporting individual growth early on in life. And thank you to our community partners who have really supported the Help Me Grow project, too.
Barb Tangestahl is Executive Director of First Five Fox Valley. It's a nonprofit providing developmental screenings in three counties. Ahead this hour, we touch down on arts in Wisconsin with the head of the state's arts board. In your community, are arts organizations thriving or struggling to hang on? 800-642-1234. News update is next on the Ideas Network.